Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Balava Giribara Dhari. Gopi Jana Balava Giribara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Manachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Gaura Nithai, Jaya Gaura Nithai, Jaya Gaura Nithai, Jaya Gaura Nithai. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Radha Madhavju ki, Sri Prabhupada ki, Jayam Vishnu, Para Paramahansa, Pari Braja Kachaja, Ashtotra Satashi Shiman, His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanara Vinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki, ISKCON PRITIS ACHARYA JAGAT GURU SHRILI PRABHUPADA KI JAY ANANTA KOTI VAISHNAVA VRINDA KI JAY NAMACHARYA HARIDAS THAKUR KI JAY PREM SRI GHOSHI KRISHNA CHAITANYA PRABHU NITYANANDA SHRI ADVAITA GARADHARA SHIVASHARI GOURA BHAKTA VRINDA KI JAY SISI RADHA KRISHNA GOPINATA SHAMAKUNDA RADHA KUNDA GIRI GOVARDHANA KI JAY SRI VRINDAVAN DHAMA KI JAY Navadip Simai Podam ki jai, Gangamai ki jai, Jamunamai ki jai, Bhakti Devi ki jai, Tulasi Maharani ki jai, Sri Harinam Samkitan Gaur Bhakta Vrind ki jai, Nitai Go Prema Nandi, Samabheta Bhakta Vrind ki jai. All glory to the Asamba devotees, all glory to the Asamba devotees, all glory to the Asamba devotees. All glory to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga Nitai Gopremanandi. Hare Krishna. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 4, Text 65. Ambarish Maharaj offended by Durvasa Muni. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yeah. Daragam Daragara Putrapta Pranam Vityam Imam Param Hitva Mam Saranam Jataha Kartam Tams Faktum Utsahi Ye Daragara Putrapa Pranam Vitam Imam Puram Hitvamam Saranam Jata Hatam Tam Svaktum Utsahi Ye Daragara Putrapa Pranam Vitam Imam Param Hitva Mam Saranam Jata Hatam Tam Svaktum Utsahi Yedaragara Putrapa Pranam Vitam Imam Param Hitva Mam Saranam Jata Katam Swam Tvaktum Utsahi Yedaragara Putrapa Panam Itam Imam Param Hitpamam Saranam Jata Jatam Tam Tvaktum Utsahi
Dharmam Param Sanam Sharanam Jata Katam Tam Swakamutsahi Yetaragara Putrapta Panam Vitam Imam Param Hitpamam Sharanam Jata Katam Tam Swakamutsahi. Any messages? Hanam vitam imam param hitvamam saranam bhakti katam tam chasamotsahe yei taragara putrata. Yay, those devotees of mine, who? Nara, wife, Agara, house, Putra, children, sons, Apta, relatives, society, Pranam, even life, Vitam, wealth, imam, all these, param, elevation to the heavenly planets, or becoming one by merging into Brahman, hitva, giving up, all these ambitions and paraphernalia, mam, unto me, sharanam, shelter, jata, having taken, katam, how, done, such persons, faktum, to give them up, utsahi. I can be enthusiastic in that way. It is not possible. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Since pure devotees give up their homes, wives, children, relatives, riches, and even their lives simply to serve me without any desire for material improvement in this life or in the next, how can I give up such devotees at any time? Please repeat. Since pure devotees give up their homes, wives, children, relatives, riches, and even their lives simply to serve me without any desire for material improvement in this life or the next, how can I give up such devotees at any time? Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is worshipped by the words Brahmanaya Devaya Go Brahmanaya Hitaya Ucha. Thus, He is the well-wisher of the Brahmanas. Devasa Muni was certainly a great Brahmana, but because he was a non-devotee, He could not sacrifice everything in devotional service. Great mystic yogis are actually self-interested. The proof is that when Devarshamuni created the demon to kill Ambarish Maharaj, the king stayed fixed in his place, praying to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and depending solely and wholly upon him. Whereas when Devarshamuni was chased by the Sudarshan Chakra by the supreme will of the Lord, he was so perturbed that he fled all over the world and tried to take shelter in every nook and corner of the universe. At last, in fear of his life, he approached Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and ultimately the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was so interested in his own body that he wanted to kill the body of a Vaishnava. Therefore, he did not have very good intelligence. And how can an unintelligent person be delivered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead? The Lord certainly tries to give all protection to his devotees who have given everything up for the sake of serving him. Another point in this verse is that attachment to Dharagara, Putrapta, home, wife, children, friendship, society and love is not the way to achieve the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who is attached to hearth and home for material pleasure cannot become a pure devotee. Sometimes, a pure devotee may have a habit or attraction for wife, children, and home, but at the same time want to serve the Supreme Lord to the best of his ability. For such a devotee, the Lord makes a special arrangement to take away the objects of his false attachment and thus free him from attachment to wife, home, children, friends, and so on. This is the special mercy bestowed upon the Lord to bring him back home, back to Godhead. Om Agyanta Mirandasya Jananjanan Shalakiva Takshuran Militanji Natasmaya Shri Guruvinmaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadha Shiva Shari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari 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 Ramo, Hari Ramo, Rama Ram, Hari Hari. So here is pointing out how merciful Lord Krishna is. That he always protects his devotees who are surrendered to him. And here we see the difference between a devotee, Ambarish Maharaj, and a non-devotee, a Durvashamuni. He has some motivation. Actually, all those who practice mystic yoga or jnana yoga, they have some, of course, karma yoga, but they all have some intention. They still have some material taints. Only the bhakti is the pure process of surrendering everything to Krishna. Actually, all the other processes are materially tainted, ultimately with I and mine. I am this body and this world is mine to enjoy. This is the Purusha Bhav that everybody has in this material world. We want to control the situation, why? So we can enjoy that situation. So you find that all the different paths of progress, Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha, these are the different progressive values of life. But we see they're always They have some motivation, namely myself. I want to enjoy the results of my karma. I want to merge into Brahman as a jnani. I want to be able to travel all over the universe like Devasa Muni was a mystic yogi. This is one of the cities, one of the perfections. He wanted to do that. So he has a city. He can travel all over the universe. He's chasing, Sudarshan is chasing him. He's going all over the universe, even to the Vaikuntha. So he has a city. But still there is motivation for his own happiness. And the idea was that, says in the purport, that he was in bodily consciousness. he was so much attached to his body that he wanted to kill Ambarish Maharaj, a pure devotee, because his feelings, his body wasn't respected enough by Maharaj Ambarish. So he wanted to kill him. So this is extreme bodily consciousness. So these are evidences that the other paths, karma, jnana, yoga, etc., they all have material taints, and people are still attached to enjoying for themselves. Whereas in yesterday's verse and class, we heard about how Krishna, the devotees of Krishna, they just want Krishna's pleasure. They don't want anyone else's pleasure. And Krishna was saying, I want my devotees' pleasure. I don't even care for my own pleasure. I'm Atmarama, but still without relationship with my devotee, that's where I get my real pleasure. If there is no relationship with devotees, there is no pleasure. Because only by relationship, only by service, you can express your loving sentiments to someone. So the other parts of jnana, yoga, karma, etc., it's not much expression of love or exchange of love, but it's more what can I get out from this, what this relationship with Krishna is for my happiness. Ultimately, everybody is thinking of their own happiness. What is it? Bahusham. The purpose of life is anandamaya bhaisham. Pleasure. Pleasure is the purpose of life. Bahusham. This is the Vedic injunction. The Lord, He is one, but He becomes many. We are the many. He has expanded into everything. So we are the many. And He is the one. What is the difference between the one and the many? Prabhupada says that the difference is that one, He maintains the many. We are the many, but we are not maintaining what we maintain our body, we maintain a little family circle or something. But we don't maintain everyone, even the ants and the... But that's Krishna's position. He's one, and He becomes many. Yeah, He is one, but He has come many. And the difference between the one is that He maintains all the others. We can only maintain a little bit. But not everyone and everything. There's a story of Rukmini, and she said to Krishna, "What do you do whole day?" It's in Dwarka. We're managers. We go every day to the Parliament House and we sit around and we discuss politics and so many things. We have how to maintain all the citizens. This is the first duty of a king. How to maintain all the citizens? So I'm doing that. We have to maintain all the citizens. I'm doing a lot of work. The whole universe, I have to supply their foodstuffs. Jesus said, Rukmini said, every living entity, yes. So then Krishna, he left and he went to the assembly house for the morning meetings with all the Kshatriyas. And so Rukmini, she was looking in the mirror, getting dressed or something, and she putting on a bindi. She had a little bindi box, you know, a little. So she was putting on bindi, and a little ant was there. So an ant's in my bindi box. So she closed the box, bindi box, with the ant inside. So then when Krishna come home, she welcomed him, washed his feet, did everything that they have to do in reception. And then she said, oh, you had a nice day today. So, very nice, very fruitful. Did you maintain the whole universe, everyone? Yes, yeah. You sure? Yes, I meant everyone. She said, and he said, even that little ant that was in your bindi box. She said, how do you know that? I have to know, he said, because when the ladies been in India, so they put rice there also, they stick a bit of rice. So she had a bit of rice there, and it fell off. She didn't see it. The rice fell in the bindi box, and she closed the bindi box. So the ant was there. He had his food all day, grain of rice. So Krishna said, yeah, even that ant you put in the box, I made sure he was got his daily bread. He didn't go hungry. So this is Krishna's position. So he is one and becomes many. This is the Vedic aphorism. The next question is, why? Why does he maintain? Why does he become many? And the answer is, for happiness. God wants happiness, as Prabhupada's describing in the purport. Friendship, society, and love. Those who are attached here, it said, friendship, family, society, children, etc. It's not a good thing to be attached to them, but it's just the nature of this world. Everybody is attached. So attachment must be there. So Srimad Bhagavatam says, attachment is there, it's a fact in this material world. So you want to become free from attachment. If we want to become serious about spiritual life, we want to become free from attachment to this material world. So how do we do that? Attachment is very strong. We have attachment. So the Srimad Bhagavatam says, so you have attachment. So that same attachment that you have for friendship, society, and love, you attach it to the lotus feet of a devotee or the lotus feet. Same attachment is there. But now you're transferring it to the lotus feet of a devotee, of Vaishnava and Krishna. So that is proper dovetailing of the attachment. Otherwise, not a good thing, attachment to family life and home, because they're all temporary relationships. But we like it. Prabhupada said, three things in this world that keep everybody, the whole world is spinning around. Three little words, I like it. I like it. So everybody's doing it because they like it. Friendship, society, and love. So that's the nature. So Krishna also, he wants to, happiness comes from relationship with family members. If there's no children in the house, house is like dead, no life. moment there's children there, they're here and there, running there, want this, want... Full attention they're demanding. They're so sweet, their little voices and bells and... Everything is new for them and they learn to speak. And there's everything about them, children, is so charming and captivating. But it's temporary. So the fact that it is very attractive because it's in the spiritual world. Friendship, society and love is there in the Goloka. Krishna is there. His mother is there, Jasoda. His girlfriends are there. Balaram is there. His cows are there. He's like, everything is there. With attachment. Jayapataka Maharaj, His Holiness, he wrote a letter to Prabhupada that said, we're sitting in Mayapur and I'm having to deal with all these different types of personalities, government officials, and we deal with the Muslims in the land and things like that, and local people, and I find I'm becoming attached to them. This is not proper for a sannyasi, is it? Prabhupada said, no, if you want to become attached to Krishna, first you become attached to his devotees, to the Dharma, to his service. So he says, you're dealing with Krishna's devotees, their Dharma buses and things like that. He says, that's okay, the attachment to the Dharma buses. So you want to love Krishna, he said, first you love his devotees, his Dharma, his associates. Then you can love Krishna. So it's a good thing, the attachment to the Dharma, etc., and devotees. But for material attachment, that's not a good thing. Because it simply leads to rebirth. But anyway, the nature of this world is designed to make it appear very nice and happy. So everybody wants a nice situation, friendship, society, and love. So this is why Krishna becomes many. So he can enjoy a relationship. Just as a mother and father, they become many by having children, so they can enjoy a relationship with all the kids. So similarly, Krishna, he becomes many. Why? So he can enjoy a relationship. This is ultimately what Krishna wants. Relationship is the medium to express our service attitude, our love for Krishna. But that is what he really wants, that the essence. Baba Gurahaya Janadan, he wants it's the emotion behind the service that Krishna really wants. But only through the service can we actually exhibit that our love for Krishna. We can exhibit our emotion and feeling. So that's what Krishna wants. So therefore, Krishna Premadayati. Mahaprabhu has come to give this prema. How he is giving it? In the form of service. Service, you can express your love. So he's giving us service. Adhut mandirahoy vipakash goranga nitya. Don't know. Huh? No. Almost. You don't know, this is TOVP. Nityananda Prabhu describing TOVP to Jiva Goswami. Adbhut mandir hai vipikash gauranga nitya seva. Not lila. It's lila also. It is lila. But nitya seva hai vipikash. That from this astonishing temple, service to Gauranga spreads all over the world. So therefore, he's Mahapadana. He's giving everybody an opportunity to serve him, to express their devotion through service. Therefore, Mahapadanai is very, very generous. It's not easy to get his service. He doesn't give it so easily. Demand is there. Krishna demands. Sarvadanam parityaja mamikam. You surrender everything. Here you see. You should surrender. People don't like that demand. I got to surrender everything. I didn't come in the material world to surrender to Krishna. We came to imitate Krishna. And now he's asking us to surrender everything.
Uh,
difficult. So Krishna saw that. Difficult for them to surrender. Okay. My next incarnation is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. I won't make any demand. No demands. Because they're finding it too difficult. In this incarnation, I'm only giving here. Take, take, take. I'm giving. No demand. Take service. Nam Seva. Nam Seva. Vaishnav Seva. So many savers. Take. I'm giving it free. So this is the mercy of Mahaprabhu. You give him freely his savor. How you serve, that's up to each individual. What is that emotion behind the service? Baba Grahaya Janadan. He likes the... He's eating the food, but he eats the devotion. Krishna is seeing the devotion, that's what he's eating. So, so one has to perform austerities in this life. That is the real purpose of life. And our austerity is chanting Hare Krishna, dancing in ecstasy, eating Mahaprasadam. I knew we gave up everything, and what were we doing? We gave up everything. We came to spiritual life to perform austerities. What is our austerity, Richard? Chanting Hare Krishna, offering lamps to Damodar, and doing seva for Krishna. So, especially this month, Niyam Seva. You've got all these different rules for Damodar months. Fasting, a little bit of fasting, more rounds, chanting, Srimad Bhagavatam studying, bathing in the holy river. So many Niyam rule, little rules. You take this help, the devotees become strong. But they're all pleasurable. They're all pleasurable. Prabhupada said, even if Krishna was not God, I would still follow the same lifestyle because it's so nice. Devoted lifestyle is so nice. Eating Mahaprasadam. So, but if necessary, austerity is there. Not so necessary now in Mayapur. When Srimati Mataji, Srila Prabhupada's disciple was here. She was here in 1972, 73. She was living in the Bhajan Kutir also. That was the only building. Well, then they built the Lotus building. First building that was constructed. So then everybody left the Bhajan Kutir and living on the verandas of the Lotus building. But Srimati, she stayed in the Bhajan Kutir. I think maybe she was the only Mataji, I don't know. She had to stay in the Bhajan Kutir. So austerity was there when it was necessary. Now she's got a nice room in the conch buildings. So whatever is the situation, we use it in Krishna's service. So, I mean, but during that time, Prabhupada wrote a letter to Bhavananda and he said, I know you've given up so much. You're coming from very wealthy countries around the world. You've given up so much just to push on this mission here. And he said, I know that you're not even getting milk to drink. And then Prabhupada started crying when he was... So he's so concerned that... But when it was necessary, we had austerities. Bhavananda Prabhu, he asked Prabhupada, they're calling me because he was sannyasi at that time. We addressed the Om Vishnu Para Paramahansa Paribrajakacharya. Paribrajakacharya means wandering mendicant. He said, Prabhupada, we got sannyas and we have this title, Paribrajakacharya, but oh, I'm sitting down in the... in my upon managing them, building and managing and everything. Like, what about, I'm supposed to be a Parabrahmacharya, a wandering mendicant with my danda? And Prabhupada said, no, he said, because the fact that you've given up your home and you've gone away from home and you're serving the mission, he said, that is Parabrahmacharya. So, but Krishna will always protect, in the end it always works out. We were attacked one time in Mayapur by dacoits. 30 dacoits. You know what dacoit means? A bandit. Not thief. No, a thief, he's very stealthily. He comes in and when it's dark, no one's looking, he steals something. But the dacoit, they want to take something also steal, but they do it a different way. And they just come in with axes, break the locks off the door. They don't have to try and fiddle around with a lock key or anything like that. They have these handmade bombs. Very dangerous. They explode on impact. So there's about 30 dacoits. They're coming in 1 o'clock in the morning. You know, they're not. They let you know they're here. Everything, boom, boom, boom. They're throwing all these bombs everywhere. Dangerous situation. And I was in the deity room, backside. The target was Srimati Radharani, small Radharani, because they had heard she was golden, because she was very brightly polished. So the rumor was, they got it's golden deity there, solid gold. So this was their target. They wanted to get the golden Radharani. And they contacted the astrologers. The astrologer said, gold is there. But these deities are made of ashtatattu, means 8 types of metal. And they put a little token gold, token. The metals, there are also 8 types of metals. Or 5. But they put a little token gold, so the astrologer calculated that it's golden. So everybody thought, solid gold, so we'll have a good result from our dacoit team. Then they broke in the temple, and then they broke into the deity room itself. It was scary. And I thought, what am I going to do? There's 30 dacoits there, armed dacoits. I thought maybe I should just sit and light a candle and sit in meditation. But I don't think these kind of personalities, they wouldn't care for that. But then there on the back wall was a backdrop, a painted backdrop for behind the deity. It was hanging on the wall, so I hid behind it. It was off the floor also. You could see my feet sticking out, but it was dark, so they... And you could also, there was only that much space you could walk around, plus I was there, and they were right, like moving around there, so, and there was only this canvas cloth in front. And very scary, but I was thinking, no, you're not the body. I know I'm not the body, but I'm still scared. It's okay, the philosophy is okay, but I can't admit I'm scared. Like here we're praying like anything. If you want to be offer sincere prayers, there are nice situations you can be in. You can offer very sincere prayers. So I was very sincerely offering the prayers, Madhava, Sringadev, please save us. And I was hearing bombs go off on the second floor, and I thought, oh my God, they've captured the whole building now. Then there was some boom, boom. We had some guns, and at last the guns, shotgun. And Some of them were shot. Names are being withheld to protect the innocent, as they say. A couple of the dacoits were killed. A lot more got caught after that. But anyway, you cannot admit it was a very scary situation like that. Yet, Krishna saved me. No other explanation. It's a little room, and I'm hiding in the back, standing under the back. Sorry that Krishna, and I'm not even Krishna's devotee, not even the servant of his devotee. So Krishna took interest to save me from that situation. So Krishna, he says, Dimadudya Kandamini, that you do austerity sometimes. He said, and sometimes this Krishna is appearing to the devotee. The devotee is, he wants to retire from everything, all of his material attachments, and so he's becoming advanced. Then Krishna appears to him, and Krishna says that how can I ever forget all of that service you rendered to me? All the difficult times you went through me in my service. You took so much trouble for me. Sometimes you fasted whole day, even from water, and whole night you stayed up doing a Kodasi Vrata. How can I ever forget? How can I ever forget all of that service you have done for me? So Krishna, he never forgets. Sanatana Goswami, who was worshipping Madan Mohanji, and then he left the worship of Madan Mohan, he became old, and he went to his bhajan, where did he do his bhajan in Vrindavan? Sanatana Goswami. Anyway, he was doing his bhajan there, and then he heard someone was knocking on the door, evening time, and he was hearing, Sanatan, Bo Sanatan, very sweet voice, sounds like a Mataji, I better not go. So again he's going, oh, Sanatan, Sanatan. Let me have a look then. So he went outside and Madana Mohan was standing there. He said, what are you doing here? He said, well, I just came to see you. He said, I wanted to ask, why don't you come back to the temple and do service? And Sanatana Goswami said, I'm an old man now, I can't do so much. Anyway, you have nice brahmanas looking after you. He said, I know that it's not the same without you. You please come back and do some seva. Sanatana said, I'm an old man, let me write some books. So that story is there showing how Krishna, he never forgets the devotee, even if devotees leave sevas, usually for some other seva. But Krishna, he never forgets. So all these dangerous situations and austerities that we for the devotee, Krishna takes nice care of them. But the Vasa Muni, he was a great mystic, great brahmana, but he wasn't a devotee. But he was praying to Krishna, and Krishna said, I can't save you. In the presence of my devotees, I'm Bhakta Vatsala, I'm Mo Brahmanaya Devaya, I'm very magnanimous, and you're a Brahmana, I'm very much. But my devotees, I have to give them first attention, I'm sorry. You're begging me for help to get me free from this Sudarshan Chakra, it's going to burn me up. And I'm a Brahmana. And Krishna says, no, I can't help you because I'm helping my devotee. I'll break the desires of my devotee. My devotee, he comes first. Even though you are a great Brahmana. So I'm sorry, I cannot stop the Sudarshan Chakra coming. I don't have the power. Because I'm dependent on my devotees. So this is the power of devotional service, that Krishna helps the devotee overcome all obstacles. In the end, it always works out. Everything works out nicely when we become Krishna's devotees. He'll always take care of devotees. So it may seem we're suffering and struggling in some areas, but Prabhupada said that three kinds of transcendentalists, the jnani, yogi, and bhakta. The jnani, he has to wait till he leaves his body before he gets his liberation. He wants liberation. But he has to wait till he leaves his body, then he can merge into the Lord's effulgence, his destination. And if it's a different activity, you expect a different result. So the jnani, he wants to merge into Brahman. He gets that when he leaves his body. The yogi, he has to wait till he leaves his body before he can get all of his siddhis. He wants his mystic siddhis. Like the Vashmuni had. And the bhakta, also he has to wait till he leaves his body. But then he goes back home, back to Godhead, to be with Krishna, be with all the inhabitants of the Dham, again reinstated in his constitutional nature of bringing Krishna pleasure along with all the inhabitants of the Dhammas. It's their only intention is to expand the pleasure of Krishna. This is the meaning of Bahusham. God is one and he becomes many. We are the many. What is our duty? Simply to expand the pleasure of Krishna. So the devotee has to wait till he leaves his body. Then he goes back and serves. So this is the last life. So a little bit of austerity and not so bad. From here we go back home, back to Godhead. So Krishna is there. Prabhupada is there. The devotees are there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shrima Bhagavatam ki, Shri Prabhupada ki jay, Shambhita Bhakta Vrinda ki, Nitai Gopre Manandi. Thank you very much. Any comment? Yes, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu, for the very nice class. I just had a question because you said that we attachment to family is a bad thing, and that we should withdraw our attachment from our family and become attached to a devotee or devotees. So, but what about in the case when our family are devotees?
About?
If our family members are devotees.
Then that's different. You're attached to devotees. Especially the parents. They're the children born in devotee families. This is their last birth. They've been jnanis millions of births ago. They've been yogis, millions of yogis' births. They've done all that millions of times. They've taken their birth in the womb of a devotee family. This is their last birth after extensive austerities and things like that. It's the duty of that parent to make sure that I'm going to give this child such an education that if they have the free choice, but I'm giving such an education that he or she will go back to Godhead at the end of this lifetime. It's a great responsibility for parents because his children have been through billions and billions of lifetimes of austerity and penance. So that is the real duty of the parent. Make sure that they become Krishna conscious. And then you get the whole family is Krishna conscious. That's attachment is a good thing. They're all devotees in the family, they're all serving Krishna. So that attachment is good. It's only when the attachment with for my pleasure I'm doing everything and not for Krishna's pleasure. That kind of attachment is not healthy.
I was wondering, because we have the case of Kunti Devi, and her family members are all devotees too, but she still prayed to Krishna, please sever the bonds of affection for my kinsmen.
Yeah, that's her humility. She's practically on the level of the goddess of fortune, probably. Yeah, but that's, she's expressing her humility there. Speaking as a conditioned soul. It's a sentiment, a mood. Krishna likes these sentiments, so she's expressing in the form of Lakshmiji. Must be in Krishna book. Oh yeah, where Krishna is teasing Rukmini. Chapter. Right at the end of that chapter. Then Rukmini is offering a prayer, and she said that when you create this material world by your glance, she said this is an action of the mode of passion, Rajagun. Vishnu is glancing over the material energy, so he's dreaming in yoga nidra. He's dreaming. It's a conjugal dream, so Rukmini in that prayer, she is saying, so when it's time for creation and you cast your glance over me, here she's taking herself to be Maya or Durga or the material energy, which she is. She's the source of the material energy, is a reflection of a shadow. But she's addressing herself in her humility as being Maya Devi, who is a reflection of Rukmini. So when you passionately glance over me as Maya Devi, this is my greatest ambition, this is my greatest happiness, when you throw your glance over me. So she's a goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, but she's addressing herself as Maya Devi, the mistress of the material world. And because Krishna is throwing his glance over the material energy, and I am the material energy, then this way I can satisfy his conjugal desire, and that will be my perfection also. I aspire just only for these moments. So it's the mood she's expressing herself as Maya Devi, but she's the goddess of fortune. So similarly, Drupadi is like that. She's expressing a mood of humility. We have to have that humility. All devotees have that humility, so she's expressing it. Let me become free from the attachment of my Arjuna. He's Nara Narayana. He's almost on the level of Narayana. He's her husband, but she's saying, "Yeah, get me free from this attachment." It's yes, she's expressing her mood. You want to add something?
I was just wondering if I mean, is that something that we should emulate? Or should we just take it as that's her humility and it's not really how we should be? I mean, we should be humble, but, you know, sometimes devotees act in a way out of their humility and it's not really to be imitated by devotees who are not on that level.
Okay, so more philosophically understanding, then it doesn't have much meaning, your relationship with your husband, your family, children, at the time of leaving your body, this doesn't have much meaning. Because you're not the body, they are not their bodies. But while we were together as a family, we were functioning as a devotee family, Krishna was the center, and I am Krishna Dasi, and you are Krishna Das, and we are functioning as devotees. But at the time of leaving the body, these relationships don't have much meaning. They're not going to be in existence in one or two moments. The moment you leave, the body is finished. All these relationships and identifications are also finished. So the family should be there, the devotees, and they all should be sitting around chanting Hare Krishna when you're leaving your body. That's their service. But we should the relationship, there has no much more meaning. They're there to assist you by chanting Hare Krishna when you're leaving your body. That's your only relationship. But it has no meaning anymore. You're just leaving your body. There's no meaning. But they're there, the family are there. They're all chanting Hare Krishna. They're telling you, go back. Don't hold on to anything.
It's not that in the spiritual world you might have some connection also? You'll go back to Godhead eventually?
We do go back, and Prabhupada said we're all connected, we're all packed up, together. It depends on one's, the sentiment one's developed in the devotional life and the mercy of the Guru, whose responsibility, the Diksha Guru's responsibility is to take you back to Godhead. What was the question? Any comment?
Whether somehow or other in the spiritual world everyone goes back to Godhead, will there be some connection, or is it just completely random, our relationships here amongst devotees in the material world?
You really wouldn't want to remember the material world. Once you're there, Krishna's pastimes, everything is happening right now, you're there. You wouldn't want to cast your mind back into the material world and think of what was happening. Here, the excitement is here now, the service is here now, the prema bhakti is here right now. Everything is going on. You wouldn't take your mind and go down to the material world again. But if you want to, it mentions in the Pranamankanda of the Nambadipa Mahapnya that when you become perfect in your realizations, you become Shatya Sankalpa, that whatever you desire will become immediately manifested. And then it gives a whole list. If you desire to be with your family members, you will get a planet with you can, and all your family members, and you can go there and you can continue that spiritual planet. Nothing for Krishna to manifest. You're spiritually perfect in Krishna. That's a big thing. Whatever you desire, you can have that. Krishna, we're here because we're envious of Krishna. This is the original sin, we're envious of Krishna. So if Krishna wants us to come back, now you come back. Please come back. You can choose any. If somehow or another you are dissatisfied in the spiritual world, somehow or another, now you're in the material world, whatever, you become satisfied. I'll grant you whatever you want. I just want you to be satisfied. Come back. So you can do exactly what you want. Desire exactly what you want. Satya Sankalpa. That Krishna is such a, well, his desire immediately becomes manifest. Yeah, so it says that you can have that same family members and be with them. Then it goes on different other things you can do, and then it goes on if you want to be in the mood of a servant for Krishna, or if you want to be a friend of Krishna, then you will take your body, you will take your next birth in that universe where Krishna is appearing, his pastimes are appearing, and you will take birth in a Gopa-Gopa family as a small boy. And then you will grow up with the elderly Gopas, and you'll infect from them their mood of service as Shakyaras, friendship. They have that, only they can give it. So if you've been developing that in your life, at that time of leaving your body, you desire that, you take your birth, and then you associate with the Nityasiddha Shakas. And by their association, they imbibe in you the proper mood of service to Krishna in friendship. And the same thing, conjugal relationship or parental relationship. You take your birth in family of Gopas as a gopi, a small gopi girl, or as an elderly, so you can treat Krishna as your mother. You can get exactly what you want. Everything is... But first become spiritually perfect. Such a sankalpa. So say you can if you want. Or otherwise, generally we find most of the Vaishnavas, they depend on guru, you know. I'm leaving my body. Anyway, we call out for Krishna and leave it up to Krishna and guru. Whatever he wants to do. But if you want, you can cultivate that particular emotion and go back and serve Krishna. Some people want to come back again and serve the mission and serve Guranga. So guru. Nice sentiment. Prabhupada didn't advise. Better go back home, back to God. It's very risky to come back again.
So even if we're attached to, let's say, devotee, if we have a close devotee friend, if we're attached to that devotee friend, and we want to be together, we want to go back to Godhead, but we're still attached to this devotee friend, then...
You probably can. It mentions in the Chaitanya-dharmita, isn't it? Maybe when Mahaprabhu was speaking with Jagannath, that Leela. And he said if the... They're talking about boyfriend, girlfriend relationship. And if one dies, if one of them dies, then the other one will certainly die very soon after. And they will meet again. Very soon they will meet again because of their loving they have for each other. Very soon they will meet again. So if this is that strong, then Krishna will fulfill all your desires, make you happy.
I was thinking, it seems kind of like almost impersonal that you had a Krishna-conscious relationship throughout your whole life, you supported each other in your service to Krishna, and then it's just all over. And why would it have to be if it was based on Krishna consciousness? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but those relationships in the spiritual world, they're billions and billions of times more meaningful than these relationships in this in this world. The forms are beautiful, speech is beautiful, everything is. We like someone because of their qualities, but their qualities, they have unlimited qualities, so attractive. You won't. There's nothing lacking in the spiritual world. You'll find what you're looking for and even more, and even greater extent. But I can't say, but Krishna will fulfill your desire. If it's strong enough, certainly he'll have that desire. You can.
I don't want to have a desire which is going to prevent me from, you know, serving Krishna, having Krishna be my full focus in life. But I'm just wondering, like, what happens?
Well, Arjuna, he just went to heaven. He didn't even go back all the way back to Godhead. He wanted to see his son. He was so attached to Abhimanyu. He was so attached to Abhimanyu. I want to see him. Krishna said, it's the deva planets. There are different bodies, subtle bodies there. No, he was, I want to see my son. Okay. So he went up there and he saw a heavenly planet. And everybody was enjoying like anything. And Abhimanyu was there, enjoying. He's my son, my son. Went running to embrace him, but he had a subtle body. He couldn't see him. And Abhimanyu said, phew, what's that bad smell? Smells like an earthling is here. Phew, his own son. He loved him so the father loved him so much. He smells horrible smell here. It smells like an earthling or something. So when you go back, you get much better bodies and better friendship. But most probably they're going to be there. If your desire is there strong, Krishna will probably fulfill it. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Shri Prabhupada ki. Krishna wanted Judas here to be on the throne because he was a devotee. Only a devotee knows how to govern the citizens of it. So he wanted Judas here to be there. So therefore, 640 million people killed. Guru Ketra.